The Lord showed this to me. He said, when my people start to praising me, ain't nobody going to have to say nothing. Ain't nobody going to have to put their hands on them. Ain't nobody going to have to do nothing. Because the glory going to come down. You know why? Because in heaven, that's all they do. All around the throne, that's what the Bible say. 24/7, 8, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All around the throne. Praise the Lord. So look, you feel free. Feel free when you come, however you do it. But raise your hand or do something. Because you can't never tell what God want to do for you. Raising your hand might get you free. I said raising your hand might break them chains off of you. Don't look for no man. Don't look for no woman. Look for Jesus and the praise of the Lord. I'm feeling good. I don't know if I'm going to preach or not. I don't know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love my son-in-law because the Lord took some of his memory, some of his short and long-term memory. He can't remember everything. But God did some things in his life. I'm telling you, when he had that aneurysm, the nurse come in, she said, otherwise, so y'all got everything together? And he was at this hospital up here. And you know how when you ain't got, you know, what you need, you know, don't listen. I don't care how poor you are. When you got Jesus, he'll move some strings for you. He was in the hospital, and they need to have moved him down to Barnes. You know, the big, big, pretty hospital, you know, where the rich folks go. But you ain't rich with God, because he owned it all. What they don't know, they'll take us poor folks and stick us right in there with you. And give you the best nurses in the hospital. Praise the Lord. And Ronnie, he didn't know he was fighting. He was saying, praise the Lord. He was getting up out the bed. And they said, boy, this man is so noisy in here. He don't remember none of that. He don't remember that. And he don't remember his daughter had just gotten married. I just married him. And they went to the hospital, you know, in her wedding gown. Ronnie don't remember that. Praise the Lord. But he was up there talking, just talking. Praise the Lord. Ronnie, I'm telling you, you have been a blessing. Fact of it is we made a tape of his testimony. He made a tape of it. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, God is good. God is good. God is good. I don't know whether I'm following protocol because I don't know nothing about no call. All I know is the Holy Ghost Jesus call. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Girl, I'm too old to be acting crazy. Amen. I said, Lord, I ain't got a lot of time on here. So my son called me and said, Mama, you're going to live to get 92. I said, well, that's good. But I'm going to be 92 and can't do nothing for God. Praise the Lord. You better praise him while you can. You're going to wish you had stood up and said something. You know, sometimes you come to church and you want to say something. And you come to a stranger, you're like, this is strange. But not for Tiffany. But it's strange, you know, the people come to you, coming in a new place. You know, but I'm going to tell you, honey, go to it. I don't care what you do, baby. You can jump up, roll on the floor, run around. You see how crazy we are in here? We ain't got nothing wrote down up there. Hey, okay, 1 o'clock, do this, do that next, and that's next, and that's next. Uh-uh. It's Jesus going to be next. I'm looking for somebody to jump up and say, he did such and such a thing. You know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am, man. I'm telling you. I can't tell, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to preach it. She preaching? Well, sort of. This is my preamble. You heard the preamble to the Constitution. This is my preamble. I was sitting up there like I was saying. And, brother, you know, because you're a minister. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, you know, a lot of my people have had miscarriages. That ain't my message. My message is John 1. I'll get to it if he take me to that. He said, but I'm getting ready to impregnate him again. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying? Let me see y'all understand what I said. I said something so peep, nobody knows. I'm getting ready to doing, he said, they're going to have a baby. He said, some of them, the baby kicking, and it's ready to be born. I don't know some of y'all, but some of y'all, the baby kicking. I've had 10, so I know about the baby kicking. Hallelujah. And I know about it being born. I don't know about y'all, but I had mine on the midnight, a midwife, and I had every pain that he made to have. Amen. No, you don't know, but you know. Oh, yeah, come on. I feel that baby moving. Hallelujah. I'm ready. I told the Lord, sitting down, he said, told me to do something. I said, you know what, Lord? You have always told me what to do. Come on, y'all. Y'all keep talking about he did this then. He want to do it again. I say he want to do it again. Oh, he want to be bad to this generation. Now, this generation think they so bad. But I'm going to tell you, there's a God that can outdo you, honey. There's a God that's sit up high and look down low. He's a good God. I'm telling you, child. I'm telling you. We said, well, you know, the people used to do this and that. I'm tired of hearing that. I said, Lord, you do something now. I said, you move now. You're the same God. And as I'm standing up there, brother, hallelujah, I'm getting ready to really do something now. I ain't going to tell y'all. We'll tell you when it's done. I call Al aside. I say, the Lord done told me to do something, Al. I said, you got to take me home. I ain't going to tell it all. Okay. Ooh, I'm going to leave the path for y'all. Get on next week. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, you know what? We can't talk about, well, you know, the Lord used to do this for me and do that. Come on. We can't live back there. I used to be saved. We can't live back there. I used to go to church. We can't live back there. But the Lord told me to tell you it's time now to redo this thing. Come on. Y'all ready? Well, that done built me up, girl. All right. My sister said, that's my baby Thutha back there. My baby Thutha. It's just two of us left. We was three of us girls and just want two left now. And that's my precious brother-in-law right there. You see that man there? He looked like my husband. We married brothers. I guess he's older, right? The older brother and my tutor married him. So we double something or other. I don't know. I don't know what we double of, but we double something. I've been nobody know, are you sitting there? Nobody don't know what's going on in your heart but Jesus. You got a pretty smile on your face, and you might be hurting inside. No, you know, you come to church. But I told God, I said, you know what, Lord? Your people need you. We need you. I say, we need you. Many of you sit up here like you where you ain't nowhere. We need you. This country is falling apart, and we need you. We need you. And God is greater than anything that's going on in this country. He's greater than Mr. Trump. He's greater than Mr. Rump. He's greater than whoever is up there. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You got to start to believe in that. You got to believe when you get on your knees that God's going to answer your prayer. You can't get on there and say, oh, look. No, you got to say, I'm looking. I'm expecting God to hear. I said, I'm expecting it. When I pray for people, I'm looking for them to come in. When I got everybody down here, you know, husband and wife. I said, who, dinner? I said, Lord, you know what I did too? I'm a pretty good artist. I drew me an altar. I said, Lord, put that on the altar. Them two on the altar. They bet, you know, now I'm saying to myself, put them on the altar. Put you on the altar. Don't get on my altar because I believe you got to answer prayer. You don't want to get saved, you better get out of here. You better get out of here because I believe God answers my prayers. Oh, yes, I do. I said, oh, yes, I do. Hallelujah. I pray for my children. My oldest daughter ain't here. I'm sorry. Where's she at? She don't never miss a son. I got called when I get through. And the Lord, after my fasting prayer, I fasted on Wednesdays, pray for my children. Ten. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm going to bring them in like dominoes. And sure enough, I believed it. So I make an altar call. Two of them come, got saved. Two of them come, didn't they? Two of them got, they started coming in. Tawanda said, oh, Lord, Lord, if Pastor make that altar call and you don't come, she's going to be disappointed because what she expecting them kids to come in. And they came in. I said, they came in. So you ain't got to worry. You got a parent that praying for you, watch out. You coming. Your sons are coming, brother. I say, they coming. I say, they coming. You just live right before them. Praise the Lord and pray. And don't pray in unbelief. You ask God for something, you know you're going to ask according to his will. And he said, you ask anything according to his will, he'll do it. So I'm sitting up here, Al. You done taught a wonderful Sunday school class and all this. And I told God, the Lord puts it in my ear. He said, go do such and such a thing. I said, I'm going to get Al and I'm going to do it. Because I've known when I was younger, he said, do such and such a thing, and I did it. You know, something done happened to us. I don't know. We done ate too many hamburgers, something. We done ate too much of something. I don't know what it is. Praise the Lord that's got us all. You know what I'm saying? Your spirit man. Praise the Lord. We ain't eating enough of that. We need to eat something to fill up this spirit man. Hallelujah. We need to pray. We need to thank him. You ain't got to have what I got. You know what I'm saying? As a such. You know what? You are good. You are just wonderful. But I want what Celeste's supposed to have. I don't want yours. I want mine. Yeah. I got a lady come here, tear this church down, preaching, boy. I don't know what she got, though. I said, Lord, bless her. Yeah, Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I go back to, give me mine. I want mine. I want mine. Don't try to be like nobody else. Be yourself. I'm talking to somebody, I know. Turn to John 1. I'm going to go to Holy Spirit, don't let me. John 1. John 1 is good. John 1 is the thing here. I say John 1 is the thing. Because the Lord told me this. Hallelujah. He went over to John. He said, I'm going to turn to John and say, oh, Lord, don't let him teach my tongue. Oh, Lord. And I went to John and said, oh, Lord, don't let him teach whatever. Oh, because I don't know what the preacher that is now. Oh. In the beginning, say, something just started, honey. It's always been. God always been God. I say God has always been God. He said, in the beginning was the Word. Now, what I want to stress to us is, my beloved, this morning, is the Word. I done found out that if I do what the Word say do, it's going to produce. If I do what the Word say do, it's going to produce. So in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was what? Was God. And the Word was with God. The Word was God. He's always been here. Oh, yes. I'm going to blow some of y'all's mind on some of this stuff. I'm going to teach you something what God taught me. Two things. You know what, brother? You got up and you taught and you said, commanded. It's commanded. It's commanded. As I went got to where I said, Lord, that word showing up, it is commanded. It's commanded for us to be and to be filled with his spirit. It's commanded. And brother was, oh, he was commanded. It's commanded. It's commanded. I got to give you something. Maybe nobody ever did see it. Hallelujah. But I was reading, can I tell it now? Okay. I was reading, the Lord's Prayer. Y'all ready for this? Now this is what God, where's God's prayer from? In Luke, find it in Luke. I was reading the Lord's Prayer. And I'm someone who believes the Bible means just what it say. I ain't going to say I can do it, but I sure believe it means what it say. Okay, the first one I think is in John. Around the seventh chapter. The apostles, listen, in the beginning was the Word now. The apostles asked Jesus, they saw him praying all the time. And he, you know, they saw the things that he done after he prayed. They saw how God walked with him. Amen. So they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. So he said, who got the prayer? Okay, he said, this, when you pray, pray this. Go ahead. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, hold it. See, our Father's in heaven. He ain't down here. In a sense, he everywhere. But I want you to know the location where you're praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, be thy name. So he wants you to praise him in prayer. Yeah, to let him know he bad, because he is. He bad. All right. Now watch what you read now, brothers. You look at what you read. Thy kingdom come, what?
Thy will be done.
As in heaven.
So in earth.
Now, what I want you to do is circle that in. I'm going to show you something. Okay, read the other one, John. What you read in Luke, right? Okay, this is John. John around the 7th or something like that. It's Matthew. Okay, read it. Wherever it's found, read it. Watch it. Oh, now that's the only place that prayers is found. Is that right? The two places in Matthew. Circle that in. God gave me, he told me, I want my will be done in earth. Where's the earth? He wants his will done in you.
Yeah,
in! When, okay. I'm going to set this. Just like you got the commander thing, the Holy Ghost gave that to me. And so I said, wow. So I went over and looked at the other prayer. I said, it say in. In. All ready for another one? John 8:32. And you shall know the truth. And the truth. It don't say that. John 8:32 don't say that. Y'all been to school, on and in. It's two different words. Is that right? All right. Okay. You should know the truth and what? It's going to make you free. It ain't. It's going to set you free. But the Bible say the truth going to make you free. Now, that's why the God showed it to me. He said, I was studying this, brother. Ed. He said, the truth going to make you free. And so I went over and I started studying. And I was studying how in Genesis. Now, how he took me over there. When he made the earth, it was a miracle. Stay with me. When he put the stars in the sky, it was a miracle. He made the earth, and that's the same make he's going to do in your heart when you trust him. The truth will make you supernaturally free. Woo. That's what God taught me. And so every time somebody be caught, you should know the truth. I said, never make. So we look up set and we look up make, and they're two different words. If we would read that word like it's writ, that's why I'm not really into the change of different things. I like the King James because I feel like blood is on. I read how the King James came in, and anything the people on gave their life to do something. Hey, that's me. Lord, I read that. Yeah. You know, these other folks that change and put different words and it mean this and it mean that. No, it mean what it say. I said it mean what it say. And I'm not sure that these other Bibles ain't taking people off. I'm not sure. The Lord ain't told me that. But I know the truth gonna make me free. I said, and say, Lord, this truth that you're putting in me is making me free. I feel like I'm changing. I feel like something, it ain't said nothing. It's making me free. While I'm sitting over there in my lonely room, it's making me free. Just like that it made the earth, just like the truth made everything else. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and nothing made that you see was God made it. I said God made it. And so as I sit there this morning, I'm just bawling, stewing, and bawling, and, you know, I don't want to say too much because I'm pastoring. You know, when they tell somebody something, because he's growing, this child really loves the Word. And so I look at him. Amen. Let me tell y'all something. God is moving by His Spirit. And if not, when He gonna move? If we don't get something now, when we gonna get it? It's gonna be so hard. It's gonna be so hard, you're gonna be able to get nothing. All things He said, now listen, in Him was life. In Him was life. And the life was the what? The light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not or understood. As my pastor said, couldn't put it out. The light that Jesus shined can't put it out. I'm asking God to shine some light here today. I'm asking Him to shine some light in somebody's heart today. I'm asking God to shine His light in the heart, because it takes His light, not your light, not so-and-so, but His light. Then I don't want to read that. You know, John came and everything, but number 9 says, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Hallelujah. When you give your heart to Jesus, that light comes in. Yes, it does. That light comes in, and it'll light your pathway, because when you give your heart to Jesus, hallelujah, you're going to receive the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says He gives the Holy Ghost to those that believe. I've had people in this church, praise the Lord, and I didn't do nothing but just preach the, you know, the Word, and they was in the closet and the Lord filled them. They was in the bed and in the night the Lord filled them. I have people, hallelujah, because the Lord, if you obey the Lord, you're going to be receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes, you will.
Brother, you said it. You was taking a shower, and when the kids sang, oh, how I love Jesus, am I telling the thing right? The Lord came on you. Did somebody put their hands upon you? Did somebody shake you? Did somebody say, come on, come on, come on? No, that ain't it. And a lot of people, now I'm telling you what, I'm near 80. I can tell you this. I've been to church where they call for the Holy Ghost, and the poor people come up there, and we shaking them. You can't shake the Holy Ghost into nobody. The Holy Ghost is a spirit. You're going to see, they're shaking them, and they're taking them. Am I telling the truth? And I'm not trying to, but it's the truth. You ain't got to make nobody receive the Holy Ghost. When they write, they're going to receive the Holy Ghost. I said, they're going to get in the water and come up speaking in tongues. When they get right, when people get their hearts right, they're going to receive the Holy Ghost. Is that what the Bible say? We need to get back to the Bible. We need to get back. Oh, Lord, I used to have people come back. I tell them, I say, don't shake them, please. And a lot of times you go out and you don't got somebody else's tongue. You heard him speaking, Baba Sota Yata, and you go, Baba Sata Toya. And you don't know what you got. You don't know what you got. How you know I know it? Because it happened to me. Praise the Lord. But this woman, her pastor said, who want the Holy Ghost? She been praying. She done got saved. She loved God. She stepped out in the thing, and she started speaking in tongues, didn't even know what she had. Because when you love God, ain't nothing God trying to hide from you. You got to have the Holy Ghost to move in this world. You got to have the Holy Ghost to live this thing. You got to have the Holy Ghost to forgive somebody. I'm talking about showing for real now. I'm talking about for real. I'm going to write a book now so y'all don't know.
You look at me and say, you ain't your business. But I'm going to write a book so you know. This God is real. The Holy Ghost is real. And when Jesus came, he told him before, he said, look, I'm going away. Come on. I'm going away. But, you know, I know you're going to be sad. You know, if I tell y'all as I'm moving, oh, this David moving. Mama moving. Oh, especially my Bridget, because we runners. We do this thing. We at the store with them. Mama, you moving? Oh, man. You moving? Oh, I feel bad. Oh, yes. Somebody ever moved out your life and you feel really bad? Hallelujah. But Jesus said, but I'm going to send you another comforter, one just like me. I said, one just like me. He's going to be your friend. He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. And whatever he send me, he's going to tell you. You ain't going to be nothing you're going to be missing out on now. Because whatever it said, then I'm going to tell him, he's going to tell you. Well, it's quiet, Lord. I don't know what that means. I preached long enough to know what it means, but you know how that goes. He will give you the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is get right with God. And believe him. He'll come when you sleep. I've had people that he come when they were in a closet somewhere. Hallelujah. When did he come? She was in her, Jackie was riding in her car. This one here. That's my daughter, by the way. The one runs around the church all day. You know this one. She said, I was in my car. And she felt the Holy Spirit come up. She said, oh, God, don't let me be free. And she just yielded. Because it is wonderful. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. You know, people talk about the Holy Ghost like it's some secret. Good Lord. It's a gift. If I had a necklace and gave you, hey, Tiffany, I've just been so glad you come to church here. Here's your necklace. You're going to go, I don't know. You want to get it? What? You know, do I have to? Well, how much you want me to pay for it? You ain't going to do all of that. If I give you something you want, you're going to take it. If I give you something, you're going to take what I give you. Well, the Lord want to give you the Holy Ghost. I say he want to give it to you. It's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's my Father's good pleasure. We used to go out. This girl I went to see that Saturday meeting. Me and her went out together. We saw God move. We saw him move. I said we saw him move. We knock on doors. You could do that there, you know. We knocked on doors, and this lady had two young boys, but one about that. So I read in the Bible that the kingdom of heaven has come down to you. I read it, you know. So when I went in there to witness outside where I said, you know, the kingdom of heaven has come down to you. And the boy, what are you crying about? I didn't even know what I was saying. I said it because the Bible says it. And so we got in the car. My friend said, so that's what you say. I said, I don't know. I said, the Lord told me to say. He said, when you go, say the kingdom of heaven has come down. And that's what I said. And a lot of the people we witnessed to saved our witnesses, ministers. Some about the Holy Ghost. Some about the name of Jesus. Some about the name of Jesus. And you got Jesus. You got to step for the Holy Ghost. And it ain't no secret. It ain't something he done hid. It ain't something he don't want you to have. Because his good pleasure to give you the Holy Ghost. It's his good pleasure. The kingdom is God in you, the hope of glory. Jesus down in you, the hope of glory. Is that what it say? That what it say? Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me finish before y'all get sleepy on me. I don't like folks to go to sleep on. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. Me and Tawana used to go out together. We'd go and pray for people. There was a lady that was sick. Her name was Miss the one that jumped up out the bed on her. Sister Ford. Yeah. Is her name Ford? Love, Sister Love. Okay, see, I was sitting there. Yeah, you got it. So we went to pray for this lady. And she was sick. Amen. And we did what God told us to do. We anointed and prayed for her. And the Holy Ghost hit her, hit Tawana, hit me. She said, Pastor, my Lord, That woman jumped up there. She said, whoa! Woo! She jumped. And the Lord healed her. Heal this woman. And Tawana say, Pastor, what was that? That was the Holy Ghost. That was the power of God. Get ready. You keep the hammer. I don't mean that. I mean God. He's going to shake you. And all of a sudden, tears are going to flip back to God. I know I have miscarried. But I didn't make it by yourself. I said, you can't make it by yourself. Don't let that devil tell you nothing. You can't make it by yourself. God, if I didn't have Jesus now, where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? The church would be packed. Easter. They had to come on Easter to see Jesus. We'll come. What he did for you on the cross. Do you know? It make even comprehended. I say, Jesus, I just so, oh my God. And he did it for you. He did it for you. Let your will be done in my life. Draw me and I'll run after you, Lord. You know this flesh. But you do nothing without him. That's what he said. You can't do nothing. You can't even lift. Did you know that? Did y'all know that? And I was telling the brother, one brother, I think it was, I said, he blows my mind. Who told your hand? What in your body was it? Rup, rup, rup. Hand raised. I said, Lord, you put creases in my hand. I'm a nut. You know, I'm a nut. Y'all see me nut. I said, Lord, you put them in. I'll be a mess. He ain't got to preach no messages. He ain't got to do much for me. Amen. He's so great. He's great. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. I told the Lord, I said, God, you know what? You get ready. Listen, get your mind. Maybe somebody missed it. You say, oh, yeah. No. Spend a week asking for what you want. And believe when you come. I told the Lord, when I said, this is my night. I was going to church. The little young guy, he said, this is your night. Then I didn't know what I was asking for. No. And it scared me when he said, this is your night. God hears you. Well, she talking about me. Somebody must have told her. We was at a church. Al can verify. We was at a church. Remember, she said, yeah, your sister. I'm a nut, I tell you.
She didn't like her.
She just loves me to death. She goes, oh, Sister Davis, Jesus. You can appreciate God's people, but you got to love Jesus. You may go and say, well, I kind of like that lady. She kind of down to Sister Davis. Because Jesus is the one. Right now, you sitting there, you know to come. This, he done talk to you. You know how they talk. You know, tell me so. You know, if he tell me, I say, come on up here, honey. Yeah. Tell me to pick on you. And somebody said, well, you know, the Lord got to tell him. I said, Tiffany got to come up or she going to disobey. Yeah. And when Tiffany come and he tell me, girl, you getting ready to get some. Because when God calls you, he does you in. Don't he, Donald? Don't he, Donald? Man, I got my eyes on you now. And the Lord said, take your eyes on him. Keep your eyes. I said, Donald, I didn't know his name then. This young man here. Right? I said, him. Ears are running everywhere. Woo, he was crying and God was moving on. And God, I believe God's still moving on you. I believe God still is moving on you. I do. I believe God going, you must feel something here. He just gets up. Amen. I said, amen. I believe when you married, you won. And when he cut away from you, something happens to you because you're one. That's why y'all need to stay out the bed until you get married. Because it makes you one. You wonder why you can't quit this dude? Because you won. And you pulled apart. You might get married, but you still be pulled. Am I telling you the truth? That's right. And you know, because when you get married and stay pure, I don't know what that is today, Lord, whatever. It's a wonderful. And don't let this dude tell you nothing. He out there playing basketball while you carrying this baby. Get down now. I tell the girls, I said, you out there playing, he out there playing basketball. You got to go to the clinic to see about what he done put there. What, and then you don't see him, no nothing. You don't see him after you, and you, there you are. It's just plain to me. I'm just, you know, I'm down. And I was born in Detroit in the gutter, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Another thing, ladies, I don't know nothing about none of y'all. I don't know who you're living with. I don't know nothing about you. But, ladies, don't live with nobody. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got his Social Security. You ain't got nothing. He going to leave you without nothing. My girl, I said, girl, you too pretty for that. I said, you too good for that. You too peanut head, that's what I told him in them days. And they'd be out there playing basketball, and you out there suffering. Late men, because he's sweet, I can tell you. Because he's married to this precious one. So I'm glad, man, I'm just down to it. I just want to see God's people do right, you know. I minister out to Hidden Valley. She says, Sister Davis, please come out here. It's so sad. You fellas, keep these women pure. If you love me, say, let's go to Hotel 6. You ain't loving me. You loving you. Yeah. You ain't think, why am I leaving? Watch it. Well, I made it to Sister Davis. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm going to read one more couple more. He said he came to his own, number 11, his own received it not. To them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. At the name of Jesus, it breaks every chain. And I'm not a long-winded preacher. If you're not in that child of God, I want you to come, not join a church, not this one anyway. You don't have to join this church. I want to come. If this word has touched you anywhere, don't let the devil keep doing you like that. Well, I can't come because. Well, I do this, I do that. But the Bible says even when he was up on that cross that you're going to be celebrating next week. He did it when we was dirty, filthy, nasty robbers. Probably kill people too. Remember me. Eric, make sure you remember this, because I was going to give you a man's testimony. That was. The Bible said in the last day, he that called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This man, his name, but he was a drug addict. He had hepatitis C, and he talked back to him. He said he was a mess. He would walk around New York to me now. He said, but somebody was, it's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Who knows anything about that? Jesus, he going to set you free. He thought, this dude, 2000, was in the street, dying, done vomit, down to 97 pounds. I done died in the street. So he checked himself into a hospital, and they gave him. He said, so when he finally came woke, the demons, the three that bothered him, one demonic, you read our book, I went through some of that. But he said, they were screaming, you shall be saved. And with all his heart, he said, Jesus, help me! Them demons fled, nobody put their hands up on him. Y'all got to think. You call up, I hear you. This time you call it with your heart. If you know you're in a place that you need to get out, I don't care how you get saved, as long as I hear you sometimes saying, you call upon the name of the Lord. Say it. And I like another scripture. And the last time I put out my. Now, what did he say?
He said all for
you.
He said all for
you. This is the last day. That's why flesh. To give you the courage to do, to come to him. So good. I say he's so good. She ain't been here that long, right? How long? About 5 months. This church is going to be a hospital. It's going to be a hospital. The church is going to be a hospital. Yes. Say, I do. I say, I do. I do. Now, I've seen people, blah, 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 you know. I told the Lord once, I said, I want to pray. I said, Lord, I want to really pray for a Jehovah Witness. So we were sitting in this house. The girl said, we were sitting in another place. And the girl said, could you come to my house? I'm Peter, the big mouth. She backed, and the Lord always gave me a scripture to give them to read. She read, listen, this is the truth. And she said, oh, God, nobody ever told me that you love me. Oh, she lost. Scared me. Look, you know, I didn't know God was going to do all that. I just did what he told me to do. So, oh, God. And then we looked in the room, a woman down on her feet. Oh, God, help me, help me. And she said, ain't God good? You're not looking at a novice girl. I've been around, honey. I've seen people heal. I've seen devils. I ain't going to tell y'all that. First devil I cast out, it took me about an hour, but he came out. He came out. Tell y'all, this is kind of funny. I was a new pastor. Right over, the church was around there and tore it down now, around because it's terrible. And so the Lord said, dismiss everybody. So I said, I got up and I said the eulogy, whatever I said, and they left. But it was some twins and her mother named the Pogues. I don't know if you know them. Sister Brother Pogue. She said, Sister Levy, I ain't leaving you. So they sit down. Now I'm sitting down here not knowing what to do. I said, and the girl is at the altar full of drugs, speaking in some kind of stupid tongue that I knew was God. And she was at the altar speaking in tongues, you know. I said, Lord, what should I do? He said, so I remembered the people on the radio, on the TV. I said, and she fell forward. Now, listen, people that don't know God fall forward. And she said, how can they? Then, okay, now should have changed now. He scared me. I'm going to kill you. I said, you can't kill me. If you could have killed me, you'd have done it years ago. Shut your mouth and come out. And so, Lord, we take her, and they would say, oh, Jesus, come out, Jesus. Come out, come out. They helped me. Woman wearing me out. What am I doing? What did I do? So I go back to the store, and then now she's crawling. Honest to goodness. She crawled under the pew and said, Jesus said, go over and tell her that I. She under the pew. I say, Satan, Jesus. Oh, I got her now. Stuff. But the Lord had told me to take a, you know, them little tubs that you get, ladies, when you have your babies, they give you. What she want that for? To clean that floor up. And so, Joyce and Joan, they weren't scared. That woman got up. She mind me, you, Tiffany. She got up, and I'm standing up here. She grabbed me. She almost picked me up. My uncles all came to see this great sight. And one of them could play a spoon. Yeah. I've been places, girl. Y'all come on back. God gonna this time, because this is my time. This is your time. This is your time. Your time. This is your time. God want to save you. God want to heal you. God want to do it. Yes, Lord. I'm getting a little old, but you're going to help me when I stumble. Father, in the name of Jesus, that thing off of you, want something to drop off of you today. That feeling of life. But it's a mess. And I tell her she's a man today, whoever you are, come. We're not going to make fun of you. We have great love. Thank you, Jesus. You leave here, boy, you leave here jumping in your heart. I love to pray for people. Anybody know me, know our body. If I see somebody else, hey, it's service time now. The need, praise the Lord. I'm going to call up there, praise the Lord. I just want to pray for somebody today. Is that okay? Can I pray for you? Yeah. Can I pray for you? I know you want to come, you know, but it's hard to get up. I'm just here to help you. And you know, you don't heard that they go up to the altar. But God meet you. The Holy Spirit is all over you, and he's touching you right now. He's going to deliver you, to raise up, and people are going to know that it was God. Because they know where you are.
Helen's crying. Come and hug her, child. Come in. Y'all come and hug her. She crying. Get on the other side, child. Jesus will help you. Just say, Lord, help me. Come on, say it, Carol. What's the name? I keep on remembering. Hey, help me. The devil tell you that. Can't nobody stop you from being helped. There ain't a person in this world power in his hands today. Praise the Lord, God. Break every bondage, God. From the top of her head to the... Y'all ain't giving this child no hug. Hug her. You. Nobody's picking on you, Carol. I just love you. You're going to be okay. I said, God said, you're going to be okay. I said, you just acknowledge him and say, Lord, help me and mean it. I say, mean it. You come, you got your own testimony. You have your own testimony. And God help me. Yes, Lord, God did it. Hallelujah, Jesus. He loves you. God cannot break. Every chain is broken. Chain breaks. Jesus took the keys of death and hell. Hallelujah, Jesus. You won't be the same after this day, Carol. You're going to know what to do. Praise the Lord. Y'all give up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you know, whatever. Don't make no difference to me. Oh, you look better. How you feel? Yeah, good. Hey, put my number. He ain't got my number. Have you got my number, Uncle?
Yeah, we got it.
All right. People that love God, come and give her a hug. Women only. I'm old fashioned. I had a. People know, honey, they've been in. She don't just lighten up a little bit. I mean, the Lord touched her a little. All that stuff out. It's dropping out, whatever it is. All that stuff coming out. Thank you, Jesus. She really sweet. Yes, God. Father, we thank you. Let's give him praise. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your spirit. Lady, I believe you touched her. You know how I am, Father. You know not to put nobody up there. You know, I mean, it doesn't make me. Praise the Lord. I'm just me. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, I thank you for what you've done. I believe you've touched this woman. I do. And I believe you're going to do something else today, Father. Something. Thank you for the word. The word sets us free. The word, you, Jesus. So I thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, we come together with a song. I foresee, Lord, the church getting so full of, they'll just praise you. Even in the car, they'll be praising you. Hallelujah. When they get home, I see the day. I do. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help us and to make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. God bless you.